I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
In the Loop Think Tank in 20 minutes, 713-572-4610. If you want to get in on that. Right now, I'm going to give you a chance to go kick off the college football season at the Advocare Texas kickoff Labor Day weekend at NRG. That's two Saturdays from now. All you have to do is tell me who won the 2004 Holiday Bowl and what current NFL All-Pro quarterback lost to the team that won that. It'll be one of the participants in this game. Who won the 2004 Holiday Bowl, and what quarterback did they defeat in the final college game of his career?
One other reason why you want to win these tickets is your boy Freddie D is going to be the MC of the pre-party to the pre-party. So make sure when you get your tickets, go on and enjoy the pre-game festivities, as we will be celebrating the kickoff to college football in 2018.
That's a fun tailgate they have out there.
It is, man. Mm-hmm. It is. I'm looking forward to it. You know, get some good eats in and talk a little smack. I want to say the last year I did it was Oklahoma State and LSU or something like that, and I think I was talking smack on people and people were screaming at me and all that kind of stuff. I mean, that's what it's there for. Okay. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's what we're there to do. I mean, and again, it's nothing personal. I mean, if anybody heard me on the fantasy football forum, all right. I mean, it was. We're in a strip club, for crying out loud. Like Lisa Ann, of all people, was giving me a hard time Saturday night.
Really?
About
what?
About me talking smack at the deal Friday. Because I may have used some four-letter words that, you know, that rhyme with...
I'm sure they've all heard them.
Say. Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, but, you know, I was in the mood. I was in the moment. Again, we're at a strip club. Mm-hmm. I mean, as I walked into it, there's a lady bent over with a thong in her crack. I mean, what do you want from me? Okay.
That's what you asked her?
What's that? I didn't ask her anything, actually. I'll tell you what, though. The girl that danced to, what was that song? I Fall Apart by Post Malone.
Yeah. Yeah.
I almost channeled my inner T-Pain for a second, man. I'm telling you what. I fell in love with the stripper for about a hot second.
You know what? You're not the first.
I fell in love with the stripper. she had the whole stripper vibe going on. Mm-hmm. She had the tattoo on the side, on her torso. Just all kinds of good stuff. Just all kinds of good stuff from strippers. So anyway, shout out to all the strippers out there. Shout out to all of you ladies out there making them dollar bills. Y'all, I ain't mad at you. I'll tell you who's mad, though, and that's Richard Sherman. He's upset about this.
He's not alone either.
No, he's not. No, he is not. So there was a tweet that was sent out, actually, because of the Texans game. Brett Tesler. So here's a play that my 49ers client, this is a tweet. So here's a play that my 49ers client, Raheem Mostert, got an unnecessary roughness penalty on last night for leading with his head. Is this really the way we want to affect the outcome of games this season? This was him coming down, and you know, we were talking about, we forgot if Tyler Irvin even played. Well, there is actual video evidence of it, him in this play, where the guy tackles him, and he's got his head up and makes the tackle. And, of course, there was a penalty call because of this new targeting rule. So then, of course, Richard Sherman subtweets it and says, to all those people, including those who made the rule, I want a video of you, in all caps, running full speed and being led by anything but your head while also attempting to bring down a moving target. You will soon realize it's impossible, which I think we all agree with that. And then he went on to tweet later on. This was later on in the afternoon. There is no, quote, make adjustment to the way you tackle. Even in a perfect form tackle, the body is led by the head. The rule is idiotic and should be dismissed immediately. When you watch rugby players tackle, they still lead by their head. We'll be flag football soon.
Here's the tough thing about this. I hate everybody. Did you know anybody that likes this rule?
Nobody.
I mean, nobody. No one. No one likes this rule. I hate this rule. I just keep going back to, and Seth tweeted this out, I think, yesterday morning, because somebody said, might have been a player, said, those guys have never played football before that are making this rule or whatever. Maybe it was a generic person. Maybe it was a straw man that he was talking about. And then Seth tweeted out the competition committee.
Competition committee.
John Elway, Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
Mike Tomlin, Hall of Fame coach. Ozzie Newsome.
Ooh, pump them brakes. You think Mike Tomlin's a Hall of Fame coach?
Maybe. I'm just, you get my point.
Super Bowl winning coach.
Yeah, Super Bowl winning coach. Stephen Jones played college football. Rich McKay played college football. Sean Payton, probably Hall of Fame coach.
Yeah.
Ozzie Newsome, probably. Is he a Hall of Fame already?
He's a Hall of Fame player.
He's already.
He might be an exec, too.
Maybe an exec. So it's not my. I am convinced in my heart that this competition committee that passed this rule hates this rule, too. I think what it is they got.
If I had no say so in it.
I think some attorneys got into a room with the commissioner and this committee and said, you got to do it. You got to do it. Somebody's going to die on a football field. There's going to be more concussion lawsuits coming your way if you just stand pat and keep saying this. I think they hate it. We hate it. Everyone hates it, but it's just been lawyered up.
Yeah.
I'm convinced.
No, I think it makes sense.
Texans rookie safety Justin Reed was actually asked after the game about the rule and if it's changing the way that he plays the game.
You play a little bit differently. Like even that play I had on the middle, whenever I hit the running back and it was a solid hit, I actually pulled up a little bit because I was afraid of getting the flag thrown on me in the middle of the play.
I understand why they have the rule. I do think that safety is important. But I would like to see a tweak on the rule in that, A, I think it needs to be reviewable. I heard McClain say that earlier today. I 100% agree. Mm-hmm. And B, I think it should be almost like the old school face mask penalty where there's a 5-yard penalty and there's a 15-yard penalty on it.
15's
and that
could
go back
to
the review. Yeah, because if you just make it a 5-yard penalty, then it's at least a slap on the wrist. But 15-yard penalties in football, they're the biggest game changer that you can have. So let's at least, if someone lowers their helmet into somebody and goes up someone's chin, you can give them 15. But other than that, because it's such a judgment call, it's such a bang-bang play, I would be okay with keeping the rule, but I think there needs to be a 5-yard variety of it.
Yeah, I could be down with I would be down with that.
Or maybe just make it like they do with defensive holding, where it's a 5-yard penalty and an automatic first down. I mean, that might be the best way to go.
But you're determining outcomes here, man.
Oh, no.
How about the guy? What game was it? There was a solid sack.
The Minnesota Viking game.
Sacked the quarterback.
A cornerback
with his shoulder.
I mean, that was a form tackle. I mean, and the guy's head was nowhere even near. Right. I mean, it was on the side of the guy's body. I mean, it was like you said, it was a great form tackle. And, of course, that video went, talk about going viral. That video went nuts over the weekend. We talked about this on Friday with James Ahedebo, and I've been saying this and I firmly believe this more and more now. Football is not going to be the same in 10 years. Football, as we know it, is going to slowly die. And unless one of these other leagues, the NFL is going to have to make a decision, because here's what's going to happen. And this is why, and you guys both poo-pooed me on this, but I'm going to tell you where I think I'm going to get some traction on this. The Alliance of Football, whatever the hell it's called, I'm not ready to go XFL because it's whatever.
Yeah.
The XFL's already been there, done that. But the Alliance of Football, and who knows, those two might even merge someday. But if the NFL continues to go this way and go this route with where they're legislating violence out of the National Football League, because that's what they're doing, and eventually you're going to, you know, when you, again, and it's easy for us to say we never played the sport, whatever, but when you got respected future Hall of Fame guys like a Richard Sherman saying this will be flag football soon, and he's not the first one to say that, and it's going to continue to happen, all right? Football is going to find itself at a crossroads where these are forget the anthem debate, all right? We're going to be questioning in the next 2 or 3 years what's going on with our football in the sense that what are we watching? Because we get over the anthem stuff real quick, all right? And really, I think it's going to be that's going to be a dead issue. I firmly believe that. I'm just saying out of my own gut. But this is going to be the next big issue for the NFL is, have you legislated violence to the point where now you've affected the game to where now your main group doesn't even want to watch because you don't know what you're going to see from week to week?
Well, the thing I think college football is actually going to benefit when NFL does BS like this, because college football didn't have the anthem debate. They don't have that because the players come out after the anthem. And they don't have rules like this that are a reaction to lawsuits. So I think it actually could help college football, because NFL and college football, it's two separate things. It's the same sport, but it's two different products. I actually think the more the NFL does stuff like this, it helps Saturdays more than hurts the game as a whole.
Well, it might, and you and I are giant college football fans. I mean, I'm not excluding you. I know you are too, Fred.
I mean, but not so giant college football fan. Like, what's the next level behind giant, like gargantuan?
But,
that's me.
But all that said, it still just pales in comparison to the national appeal of the NFL. And the NFL is really hurting itself. I say it again. I think right now they're running scared of litigation. You know, they, you know, it's litigation that they're worried about. These guys don't want this rule. Nobody does.
And I think it's it's unfortunate that the NFL is kind of the face of it. I know that they didn't help themselves with some of the stuff like covering it up and covering up CTE and all that. You saw the movie Concussion and whatnot. But these guys, when they go to the NFL, these players that are suing the NFL, they've been playing football for like 10 to 15 years before they ever step foot on an NFL field.
Sure.
And I know that it's more intense and it's a higher level competition. Obviously, there's a larger risk of getting hurt. But just because an NFL player has CTE, you can't guarantee that it happened in the NFL.
Yeah,
it could have happened before that.
That's not how the legal system works.
I know. It's because you're always going to go after the most powerful in the billion-dollar industry.
If a little old lady has brake failure in her car, you don't go after the little old lady. You go after the car manufacturer.
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Real quick, because I got a 10-year-old son, and I'm trying to get him to play soccer. I really am. It's a fight, and he's looking. I mean, because let's be honest, rural Kansas is not taking to soccer quite like the rest of the world has. And you debate how much this country has, but I know where how you stand. I'm telling you right now, the one sport that's going to benefit from all of this, if I'm a soccer executive right now, I'm dancing a jig today. When you've got guys like this, and again, to your point. You better do what baseball did, go into the inner cities, all right? How they attacked it with the farm systems and all that kind of stuff. Because again, when football starts to die down, and it will, all right, because unless it's Alliance and the XFL or something like that comes up and starts doing it, but again, you're seeing, smaller numbers in youth sports, all right? I think this whole concussion thing, and I'll tell you what, I think spread football has also done a major disservice to the entire game as a whole. That's another discussion for another time. I'm telling you right now, if I'm a soccer guy, I'm doing the Landry Locker thing right now.
Yeah. There you go.
Absolutely, because I'm telling
rubbing
you right
your hands
now,
together.
When football starts to lose its luster as we know it, all right, the one sport that's going to benefit more so than any other sport, I think, is going to be the sport of soccer. Because if the United States ever decides to get serious about it, you might as well cancel Christmas.
Yeah,
you might as well cancel Christmas. That's John Lopez. That's Landry Locker. I'm Fred Davis. Don't forget about my boy Figgy Fig. When we come back, what better way to get your Monday started than to finish up your lunch break? No, not with a trip to Palestine, because that's pretty awesome, too. But we'll save that for Friday, boys and girls. The Think Tank, 713-572-4610, 713-572-4610. I think what? Lots to get to. Don't go anywhere. It's your number one show in the world. That's right. I just said it. It's In the Loop on a Monday.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.